African sleeping sickness is almost a joke in the West. Films depict explorers being bitten by the tsetse fly and then falling into a slumber. But sleeping sickness, or human African trypanosomiasis, is no joke to the hundreds of thousands of people it affects annually. Dr. Gerardo Prioto explains that when the tsetse fly bites, it transmits a parasite into the blood, which, if left untreated, eventually makes its way to the brain.
And when this happens, there are a series of neurological signs and symptoms that progress, and they show this sleepiness that gives the name to sleeping sickness, but also it will progress into severe mental confusion and then into coma and death, and it will eventually kill all the persons that are infected by the parasite.
Prioto works at Epicenter, a research group in Paris funded by the humanitarian organization Médecins Sans Frontières, or MSF. MSF doctors have been fighting African trypanosomiasis in Africa for several decades, usually in some of the poorest, most rural areas, often places torn by conflict, such as the Congo. Because most sleeping sickness victims are poor, there's been no incentive for drug companies to develop new treatments.
So for a long time, for 60 years, we have been using mainly one molecule that is called melarsoprol, and this drug is very toxic. It's extremely toxic to the point of killing the patient. And so this has been the first-line treatment for 60 years. And the only alternative is another drug called eflornithine that is less toxic, but is very expensive and is very complicated to administer.
People in places where eflornithine is used call it the Lazarus drug because the effects are so dramatic. But it requires intravenous infusion 4 times a day for 14 days. This intensity of materials and time are, unfortunately, resources not available in many poor areas. Prioto and others thought that another drug, nifurtimox, might be effective in treating African trypanosomiasis in combination with eflornithine. Nifurtimox is used in South America to treat a similar disease, but the idea needed to be tested.
So we cannot do the study in nice hospitals that have a research capacity. We had to organize the study right there where the patients are. So many times, this meant a lot of travel with difficult means, for example, taking an airplane followed by a pirogue down the river, or sometimes in the back of a motorcycle in very difficult conditions and for a very long time. And in the same way, we needed to go, the investigators ourselves, but also to bring to that place all the laboratory equipment, the reagents, the drugs, and all the other equipment needed to do the study.
To study fewer than 300 patients took more than 5 years, employing dozens of collaborators in 4 rural study sites, thousands of kilometers apart in both Congo and the Democratic Republic of Congo.
So we had fabulous results, actually. And what we found in the final analysis is that with the combination that we were studying, nifurtimox plus eflornithine, we had 98% of cure rate, which is actually very high. And in the control arm, which was the standard treatment of eflornithine, we had a 92 or 93% cure rate.
The treatment was shown to be far less toxic, and the drug combination requires only 14 infusions of eflornithine rather than 56 over only a week. And the approach was far less expensive, both in terms of drugs and human resources. Almost immediately, the World Health Organization recognized this drug regimen as the preferred treatment for African trypanosomiasis. The Central African Republic has already changed its national treatment protocol, and several other countries are in the process of doing the same. Prioto's work is published in The Lancet. That's today's Health Brief. I'm Rose Hoban.